There's an old Monty Python sketch where these five men are sitting around drinking a brandy and having a cigar and talking about the days of yore when they were growing up. And they're talking about how bad they had it when they were growing up. One of them's like, yeah, there were six of us crammed into one room. And the other one says, well, you had a room, you were lucky. But there were 12 of us living in a shoebox in the middle of the road. And another says, you had a shoebox, you were lucky. We used to have to live in a lake, all 20 of us. And, you know, on and on it went to the point where they got to say, you know, we used to work 27 hours a day at mill, and when we got home, we'd eat cold gravel, and our parents would beat us to death and dance on our graves singing hallelujah. He says, you tell that to the kids of today, they won't believe you. It's like, really? Imagine that. As a linguistic dork, there's a word for that that I absolutely love. It's called lugubrious. And I'm sick of it. So many of us as Catholics today are so down. We're so grumpy. We're so miserable. We look at the world and woe is us and pity me and all of this. And where is our faith? We are lugubrious as a church. I read a lot of church news, and a lot of it's an analyst of saying what's wrong with everything, what's wrong with the world is ending, everything's terrible. But if we are Catholics, if we believe the gospel, we know that Christ has already won the battle. Christ was crucified, died, and rose from the dead, ascending into heaven, taking our human nature with him. He's already won. Why are we so miserable? Why are we lamenting everything, sitting around saying how bad it is, instead of going out and spreading the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ? In Habakkuk today, we hear him kind of doing the same thing. It's a lament. How long, O Lord? I cry for help, but you do not listen. I cry out to you violence, but you do not intervene. The Lord challenges him. He says, for the vision still has its time. It presses on to fulfillment and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It is not too late. What Habakkuk is sitting there lamenting and waiting for, we have seen. The coming of the Messiah, the Savior, who is in our midst today and who gives us his very body and blood to save us. We approach that today. God himself, who won the battle and who continues to walk with us through this life. So why are we so unhappy? Why are we so depressed about the world? Why are we so lugubrious, going around talking about how pitiful we are? We are loved. We are loved by the one who has the power to do everything, who has already conquered eternal death and opened the gates of heaven to us. If we believe this, these things of the world should have no sway over us, no hold. It doesn't mean that we should just be accepting of evil in our day and that we shouldn't try and make the world a better place and we shouldn't try to do good things, just accepting violence and hunger and famine and woe. No, we should do our very best to change it, to put a stop to those things. But in our heart, we shouldn't be depressed, downhearted, despairing. We know God. We know the promises that he's made to us. We know that he's already won the battle, and so we can have peace through all of these things. Listen to St. Paul talking to Timothy. Do not be ashamed of your testimony to the Lord, nor of me, a prisoner for his sake, but bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. That strength, brothers and sisters, comes from knowing the truth of who Jesus Christ is and what he has done for us. He is the Lord of heaven and earth and everything in between. He is the one who has conquered the most evil thing in the world, death itself. And he is the one who continues to come to us in love, to forgive our sins, to strengthen us in the Eucharist, to give us healing in our times of sickness. He loves us. and He is all-powerful. With that strength, with that knowledge in our hearts, we should be able to face any battle. Think of the martyrs of the church. One of my favorites is St. Lawrence. He was roasted alive on a griddle. Awful. I'm sure he wasn't looking forward to it. But he knew our Savior. What did he say to his torturers in the midst of this awful death? Flip me over, I'm done on this side. He had that strength of God in his heart that even in the moment of his death, he had no doubt. This is not the end. I don't need to mourn. I am going to the heavenly kingdom, to the one who has given everything for me. So I ask you, brothers and sisters, where is your faith today? Where is the faith of our church? The joy of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. We need to live that. We don't need to sit around lamenting everything that's wrong with the world and doom and gloom. We have enough of it. I've had enough of it. I want joy. And Christ brings that to us. He brings it in spades. He comes into our very midst today, the God of the universe, to enter into us as food, to strengthen us and give us the grace to keep going. Do we realize how awesome that is? Do we realize the love of the all-powerful, omnipotent God for us in that He would die to save us from our sins? And if we were the only person alive, He would do it again. Brothers and sisters, you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to lament. Yes, we have work to do as unprofitable servants, as Jesus says in the gospel, but it should never take our peace. We should never be despairing if we have encountered the living God, if we believe in the story of Jesus Christ, if we have the faith the size of a mustard seed. Brothers and sisters, let us come before this altar today in awe of the greatness of our God and all that He has done for us, so that we can leave here with a strengthened faith. Not to look at the world around us and say, oh, how terrible, but to go out into that darkness and say, I am loved and I have nothing to fear because the light of Christ is with me and His Holy Spirit is poured into my heart. Brothers and sisters, the only way the darkness has any sway on us is if we let it. May we fill ourselves with Christ today, put an end to the lugubriousness of the world, and show the world what joy truly looks like.